Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, this is Don Fluckinger on site at HIMSS 2014. I'm with George Hickman, Executive Vice President and CIO at the Albany Medical Center in New York. He's also the CHIME Foundation Chair, CHIME, of course, being the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me, Don. It's a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Well, in your position, you know, creating an EHR platform that can tap into many data sets across many settings, you know, be it a NICU, PICU, inpatient, outpatient, how does that work? And where are we with health data interoperability that it makes that organization-wide platform easier and more straightforward?
Well, I don't know that I would call it easier or straightforward just yet. And more so, I might refer to it as something that is a constant evolution. The implementation of electronic health record is not something that you do at the snap of a finger, but you find that you may have an initial deployment that you then continually visit and revisit for the sake of adding more content and value to it. For the various purposes of its end use in a clinical setting. At Albany Medical Center, we have two electronic health record platforms, one that serves the inpatient hospitals setting, and that is the Siemens Soyen Clinicals product. We also use the Allscripts Enterprise product, in that case, for the practice clinic setting. Our physicians or caregivers can access both of those electronic health record systems, and they tend to be, first of all, tailored in such a way that they are built to serve that form or that encounter of care type setting, inpatient versus ambulatory. They also have some different nuances to them, as have been designed to suit the needs of physicians that practice in a clinic setting versus those that are rounding and practicing in the hospital setting. We spend a lot of time having the physicians be directly involved in reacting to design, helping us to understand how to best modify design to suit their workflow needs as much as the product will allow us to tailor it. And then we also spend quite a bit of energy around making decisions as to what data we will bring from other disparate systems and house in that health record system for the purposes of it being ease of access for the clinicians. There are also some features of the system I think various clinicians seek to use and exploit. For example, we have 50-something structured, standardized forms in production that are used mostly by nursing but also by some of the other allied healthcare professionals to support how they do documentation. We're going to be moving more so into the area of documentation for physicians in the hospital setting this year, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in the design of that as well. But when you then bring it down to also talking about things like how it is that we provide the clinical content specific to, say, a pediatric setting, you mentioned NICU and PICU, versus in the setting for, let's say, intensive care for adults or cardiac care or on a med-surg unit. We've spent quite a bit of time with our clinicians building evidence-based medicine ordering sets so that when they go into the system, the first thing they see is an order set that has been standardized to what the best practices of medicine show in the current literature. We maintain it accordingly with clinicians. They can certainly tailor if they want to from there, but in that way we believe that the clinicians guiding themselves will have a more precise way of rendering care and deliver thus a higher quality of care.
So that's very interesting. We started out talking about interoperability, and you bring up forms and standardized order sets. It's almost like I'm hearing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that it all comes down to almost data governance. And if you have good data governance, that can lead to a standardized EHR platform across vendors and settings. Am I hearing you right?
I think that would be a very fair way of representing it. We might not call it that as much as recognize physician governance or nursing leadership and the sort of things that I was talking about. But clearly, those individuals are moving us into the stream of making decisions about how we associate content and results, how we build what orders look like, how the formulary comes into play, and even how certain other clinical content, medical vocabularies are adopted, you know, whether that be CPT coding, RX norm for the pharmacy, LOINC for the lab, and other such things are also being required by the feds for us to do. So they play, you know, both physicians and nurses play into every bit of the decision making at this point as to how these tools get built.
Yeah. Well, so you're the head of the Chime Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about some of the projects you have lined up for this year, or what kind of advocacy you're doing. What does the Chime Foundation do?
Okay. So, Don, I appreciate getting to talk about this because we're getting to talk about it before the press release goes out tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah, an exclusive.
Right. The Chime Foundation, I would characterize as the engine that runs Chime. The foundation is comprised of around 130 member and subscriber firms who have, let's say, made investments in Chime as an organization, and they regularly do that for the sake of their membership, so that we are able to gather together chief information officers and chief medical informatics officers to interact one with another. Also, though, to interact with those foundation firm members. I think the networking aspect of what Chime is about is probably the most significant role that the organization plays. I believe that so, having been a member of this organization for a while, and also what's considered a life member from an advancement status standpoint. And I find that this sort of venue allows an interchange where you're just constantly learning. So imagine the ability to come in as a foundation for a member and prop up a new product idea and get reactions to it without it being a salesy kind of discussion at all, but have some wisdom of people who are sitting out there in practice doing things in the field, giving you their feedback. That's something that we do when we're here in these settings. We also, I found myself last night talking about the recent change to CLIA, which is a federal act that is associated to how laboratory activity must be dealt with, and you're probably very familiar with what just came out a couple of weeks ago in terms of that change. And several of my colleagues and I were comparing notes on how we best adopt it and make the changes to our system. So that's what happens with Chime, and certainly that is spurred by the foundation and its monetary investment in what we do. We have several things going on that are coming up this year. I think notably, we'll continue to do a number of things around education expansion. We're doing partnerships with AMDIS, which is the Association of Medical Directors of Information Systems, and the Association for Advancement of Medical Instrumentation, AAMI, this year. But we have many other of the associations that are doing joint educational programs with us. For instance, I expect that we'll probably do something with AMIA, the Medical Informatics Association,
right,
this year as well. We're going to be introducing some advisory services to our foundation members, whereby we will gather together some of the best of the best CIOs who have insights about certain technologies and capabilities to make that advisory service available. We're going to be establishing a speakers bureau that will be announced along with some of the individuals that we plan on introducing initially as our speakers bureau for the industry. We talked a bit this morning already about Next Wave Connect, and I don't know if you're current with that venture, but that organization is sort of somewhere between a social media and a knowledge management vendor company, and their infrastructure is going to be offered into the Chime membership and in ways that will allow for social media-like collaboration by and between the member firms as well as the CIOs of Chime for the purposes of being able to have more electronic interchange and ways of communicating with each other. So those are some of the things that are coming.
So sort of a bulletin board 3.0.
Something like that, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that all sounds great, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to spend the time with you, Don.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.